ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾವಲ್ಲಭ ರಾಧಾವಲ್ಲಭ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧೆ ಜಯ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಜಯ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಜಯ ಬಲದೇವ ಜಯ ಸುಭದ್ರ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ ನರಸಿಂಹದೇವ್ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ ನಿತ್ಯ ಗೌರ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ನಿತ್ಯ ಗೌರ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಜಯ ಮಿಶ್ರ ಪಾದ ಪರಮಧ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮತಿ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ವರ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕೀ ಆಲ್ ಗುರು ಸಿಂಹ ಡಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗುರು ಸಿಂಹ ಡಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗುರು ಸಿಂಹ ಡಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗುರು ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಸಿಂಗ್ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. So that today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, chapter Canto 7, chapter 9, verse 20. So today's verse actually talks about everyone's mentality and activities, and what is the force that influences them. So we have certain mentality and we perform certain activity. What is the source of influence for those? So that is the summary of today's verse actually. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yes, today's chapter 9, the title, Prahlad pacifies the Lord with prayers. And of course, the cover page of this volume of Srimad Bhagavatam actually set the context where we see Prahlad and his father Hiranyakashipu. And his father is trying to kill his son. But son is protected by Supreme Lord Narasimhadev due to his devotion. And we know that Narasimhadev appeared to protect the devotee. To protect the devotee means in the process, those who are troubling the devotee are also have to be finished, vanquished. So that's what happened. After that, various demigods tried to pacify Narasimhadev, not successful. They sent Prahlad to go there and pacify Lord. And here comes Prahlad, the moment he stood in front of Supreme Lord. So Narasimhadev was very kind and affectionate to him and put his hand on head of Prahlad. So that was the greatest blessing that anyone can ever receive. Even Brahma didn't receive such a blessing. Nor Shiva received, nor even the Lakshmi Devi didn't receive such a blessing. So Prahlad is saying that I'm very fortunate to receive such a blessing. And then after that he start praying to Supreme Lord. And today's verse is one such prayer. So that glorifies Lord's energy and how the Lord energy is influencing different living entities. When we say living entities, it includes humans also. Humans have different mentality, then other living beings are also have different mentality. So that mentality and their activity influenced by the energy. Of course, Supreme Lord has many types of energy, but one of the type of energy is influencing. So this is today's verse actually. So let us read this verse.
Yasmin yato yarahi ena cha yasya yasmat. Yasmin yato yarahi ena cha yasya yasmat. Yasmaye yata yad utha yasta aparaha paravova. Yasmihi yata yada uta yasta aparaha parova. Bhavaha karoti vikroti prathaka svabhavaha. Bhavaha karoti vikroti prathaka svabhavaha. Sankodita tat akilam bhavataha sarupam. Sankodita tat akilam bhavataha sarupam. Yasmin yato yarahiyena cha yasya yasmat. యస్మహి యతాయద్ ఉథా యస్తా అపారాహ పరోవః భావాః కరోతి వికృతి ప్రతాక స్వభావః. సంచో దిశా తత్ అఖిలం భవతః స్వరూపం. యస్మిన్ యతో యరహి ఏన చ యస్య యస్మాత్ తస్మై యతాయత్ ఉతాయస్త అపారః పరోవః. భావః కరోతి వికృతి ప్రతాక స్వభావః. సంచో దిశా తత్ అఖిలం భవతః స్వరూపం. యస్మిన్ యతో యరహి ఏన చ యస్య యస్మాత్ యస్మిన్ యథాయత్ యుథా యస్తా పపారః పరో వా. భావః కరోతి వికృతి ప్రతాక స్వభావః. సంచో దిశా తదఖిలం భవతః స్వరూపం. కరోతి వికృతి పతాక స్వభావః. చోదితస్తదఖిలం భవతః స్వరూపం. యస్మై యతాయత్ ఉతాయస్తరూపం పరోవః. కరోతి వికృతి పతాక స్వభావః. సంచో దిశా తదఖిలం భవతః స్వరూపం. సో వాట్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్? యస్మిన్ ఇన్ ఎనీ కండిషన్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్, యతః బికాజ్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీథింగ్, యరిహి ఎట్ ఎనీ టైమ్, పాస్ట్ ప్రజెంట్ ఆర్ ఫ్యూచర్, ఏనా బై సంథింగ్, చ ఆల్సో, యస్య ఇన్ రిలేషన్స్ విత్ ఎనీ వన్, తస్మాత్ ఫ్రమ్ ఎనీ కాజల్ రిప్రజెంటేటివ్, యస్మహి ఆన్ టు ఎనీ వన్ వితౌట్ డిస్క్రిమినేషన్ ఇన్ రిగార్డ్ టు ప్లేస్, పర్సన్ ఆర్ టైమ్, యథా ఇన్ ఎనీ మేనర్, యత్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇట్ మే బి, Uta. Certainly. Ya. Anyone. Who. Tu. But. Aparaha. The other. Paraha. The supreme. Va. Or. Bhavaha. Being. Karoti. Does. Vikroti. Changes. Prathaka. Separate. Sabhava. Nature. Under the influence of different modes of material nature. Sanchoditaha. Being influenced. Tat. That. Akhilam. Art. Bhavataha. Of your lordship. Sarupam. Emanating from your different energies. Translation. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. My dear Lord, everyone in this material world is under the modes of material nature, being influenced by goodness, passion and ignorance. Everyone, from the greatest personality, Lord Brahma, down to the small ant, works under the influence of these modes. Therefore, everyone in this material world is influenced by your energy. The cause for which they work, the place where they work, the time when they work, the matter due to which they work, the goal of life they have considered final, and the process for obtaining that goal, this goal, all are nothing but manifestations of your energy. Indeed, since the energy and energetic are identical, all of them are but manifestations of you. Purport. Whether one thinks himself protected by his parents, by the government, by some place or by some other cause, everything is due to the various potencies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything that is done, whether in higher, middle or lower planetary systems, is due to the supervision or control of the Supreme Lord. It is therefore said, Karmanya deva netre netrena jantu deho upapadaye. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Super Soul within the core of everyone's heart, gives inspiration for action according to one's mentality. All these mentalities are merely facilities given by Krishna to the person acting. Bhagavad Gita therefore says, Mata smritir jnanam apohanam cha. Everyone works according to the inspiration given by the Supreme, by the Super Soul. Because everyone has different goal of life, everyone acts differently as guided by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The words yasmin yato yarehi yena cha yasya yasmat indicates that all activities, whatever they may be, are all but different features of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All of them are created by the living entity and fulfilled by the mercy of Lord. Although all such activities are non-different from the Lord nevertheless directs Sarva dharman paritajya mama ekam saranam raja. Give up all other duties are surrendered unto me. When we accept this direction from the Lord, we can actually become happy. As long as we work according to our own material senses, we are in material life. But as soon as we act according to the real transcendental direction of the Lord, our position is spiritual. The activities bhakti, devotional service, are directly under the control of Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Narada Pancharitika states, Sarvopadi vinirmuktam tat paratvena nirmalam risikena risikesha sevanam bhakti ruchayate. When one gives up the mentality of designated positions and works directly under the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one's spiritual life is revived. This is described as Swarupena Avasthiti, being situated in one's own original constitutional position. So this is the real description of Mukti, or liberation from material bondage.
Om Ajnana Trimindasya Jnananjala Salakaya Chaksurulmitam Ena Tasme Sri Guruve Namaha Namavo Vishnupadaya Krishnapadaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namini Namaste Sarasadevi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pachata Desha Tarini Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Sivasadi Gaurav Bhakta Vanda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. Thank you all for coming for this Monday Srimad Bhagavatam class. With the Lord, we can see whatever we do, any time you do, any place we do, with any type of goal that we all have, this is all nothing but energy of Supreme Lord, and that influence the Supreme Lord on our mentality and our activity. So therefore, the fact that we are here is actually influence and inspiration of Supreme Lord. The fact that some of us are raising our hand and doing Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, he is also inspired by Supreme Lord. Without him, we won't be able to raise his hand. Without him, we won't be able to breath 21,600 times in a day. How many times we breathe in a day? Yes. So this breathing that we are doing, you know, during that COVID period, when you get that COVID virus, people were not able to breathe. So that was a very dangerous situation. The moment you get that symptom, the breathing is a big problem. So if no breathing means we can't survive for too long. That ability to breathe, the force that enables us to breathe, is purifying. Because when we breathe, what are we doing? We are taking oxygen, breath in. When we breathe out, we are emitting toxic thing that is from our inside. That is carbon dioxide. Correct? Oxygen goes in, gives us energy. When you breathe out, carbon dioxide is going out. So if you are not able to breathe for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, finished. That means the breathing force is also Supreme Lord energy, and he is giving that. And of course, they already decided how many millions of time you are going to breathe. That decides the duration of your life. Some are bestowed with 1 trillion times breathing. So they will live for 100 years. So this is decided. So that is why Supreme Lord says that we should use this breath very, very wisely. Not waste. There are activities when we perform, that's your intention. That time you breathe in. Correct? That means your duration of life is decreasing. What is decided is the number of breathing. So that is why they say, those yogis, they do sit down, oh, like this they do, correct? Oh, their breath took longer. So that is why they say, oh, yogis are able to live 200 years, 300 years. How is that? You see, they are using Supreme Lord energy. Even for us to say, oh, like this, this ability is also coming Supreme Lord. And because on top of it, the sound they are emanating is actually spiritual. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am Om. Correct? If you are saying Om, even we also say all the time morning, Jai Om Mr. Pada Paramahansa Stotra Sri Srimati Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om. Right? We are putting this Om in front.
Everybody says, even those who are following Shiva, they say Om Namah Shivaya. Correct? So starting with Om. Om is the auspicious sound, and this is the first very important Bhagavad Gita. So if you are not at carefully, you can see Om is actually Krishna's representative. Yeah. So so you can see all of these energies are coming from Lord. And the last 3-4 verses of this chapter, you know, primarily Prahlad is talking about shifting him, you know, general prayer appreciating Supreme Lord to the activities of humans, their mentality. Say, for example, in in 17th verse, that is 3 verses before, so there Prahlad says about our position, whether on earthly planet or heavenly planet or hellish planet. This position that we are in the material world is actually becoming cause of lamentation. You might think, Brahma may be very happy. You see, there is a word, everyone. That the line says, everyone, from the greatest personality, who is the greatest person in this universe? Brahma. To the insignificant, smallest ant, they all do work. They work under the influence of modes. That is, modes of material nature. Correct? So, whatever may be your position, whether you are a president of the temple of ISKCON Melbourne, or someone just doing cleaning of this, we are under influence of Supreme Lord energy. The question is, what type of energy? We are under that influence. So, and then that is the first he makes. Then, of course, verse number 18. So, he's talking about engaging in transcendental loving service. So, we perform certain activities, and of course, doing bhakti is also one type of activity. Correct? There are many types of activities. Bhakti is also one type of activities. And this is all causing, is due to our identification. We can identify ourselves with spiritual energy, or we can identify ourselves with material energy. And accordingly, our activities change. Then, looking at modes of material nature. So, for the first statement, so my dear Lord, everyone in this material world is under the modes of material nature, being influenced by goodness, passion and ignorance. So in Bhagavad Gita, there is a dedicated chapter, correct? Dedicated chapter on modes of material nature. So these, what are those three modes? It says, mode of goodness, sattva-gun, mode of passion, rajogun, and mode of ignorance, that is called tamogun. So all these guns are that we see. These gunas that we talk about, they are like a rope. Correct? So you might have seen, this toys play. In toys play, so what do? They have like a couple of strings, 3 strings, and they do like this, the person behind the curtain, then the toys will be playing like this. Correct? You have seen this if you go to some exhibition. So the toys will do acting. Sometimes they do namaste, obeisance to you. Sometimes they do hi. Sometimes they act like singing. So all this activity that toys are doing. Similarly, we are also acting that way, influenced by this modes of material nature. The modes of material nature are the 3 strings. The sattva-gun, rajogun, and tamogun. If we observe ourselves, sometimes we are in very blissful condition. Correct? Sometimes we are very, very blissful, very happy. That means we are very much under the mode of sattva-gun, dominated by sattva-gun. And sometimes suddenly, all of a sudden, we became morose. Correct? We become morose. Moroseness that caused by our mind. Or we get influence from others. Sometimes I think, I want to do Gauravarti. I want to lead Gauravarti on Saturday. You come here, somebody took over. So you become little morose. Correct? So that depends on how much attachment we develop for it. Yes, we should develop attachment for doing Gaurarati, definitely. But if you over-attach that only I must be the leader, then comes the problem. Correct? So this is passion. From Rajogun, Rajogun, the desire to do good activities, whether in spiritually or materially. So that is in, Sattvagun. But from there we shift to Rajogun with over-attachment. When those things are not fulfilled, then we get into moroseness. Clear? Yeah. So this can cause from our own mind or from other situation. Our situation created by demigods. Correct? So all these modes are material nature. So Krishna, here in the purport, so these strings. Yes, Prabhupada, they are like ropes. So these ropes are pulling us. So these three ropes, actually who is holding these ropes? Yeah, so these ropes are Krishna is holding, ultimately Supreme Lord is holding. Energetic and the energies. So under these three different modes of material nature are also energies of Krishna. This more sattva gun, rajagun and tamogun. Yeah, correct. So ultimately they are working under the supervision of Supreme Lord. And how are they influencing us? That depends upon our mentality. Our mentality and our activity. So our mentality and activities are also under the influence of Supreme Lord. So if your mentality is that I want to be always in goodness, and there are some people are more and more goodness. Actually this, let's say, mode of goodness, passion and ignorance. Let's say this is 100%. So some people may be 98% goodness, 1% passion, 1% ignorance. Correct? And other people may be reverse. They have some little goodness, but most of it driven by passion and most of it is ignorance or in between. So this is like, the colors. So this is looking yellowy, this is looking little reddish, and something is looking white. This color, what we call, is just simply three colors in the nature. Red, green and blue. The combination and mixture of red and green, blue, you can create millions of colors. You try it out. You take red color, pure red, pure blue, and RGB, red, green, and blue. Depend upon the combination of mix. You can make a white color out of it. You can make a pink color out of it. You can make a dark color out of it. And within white also there are varieties of white. Correct? If you see here, we have so many colors. Correct? Some places look very, very white. Some places little dull white. This is the mix of RGB, red, green and blue. Even if you go to Bunnings, you say, I want a color like this. Correct? So if you say color like this, actually they don't have this color. They have three big cans of colors. One is red, one is blue, one is green. When you say that, then they will try to put how much red color, how much blue, how much green mix will produce a color like this. So, in computer they put the red color percentage, green color percentage, then blue color percentage. According to, do you want this color? Yes. Then, the system will take out that percent from red, that 2% for this, and create that. Same thing with us. Even though these are our mentality is under this mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance, the based on percentage of mix of these three modes, these ropes, force, influence on us, accordingly we act. So this is modes of material nature. So that is why it says everyone including Brahma to the lowest ant, they are working under the influence of these modes of three material nature. I hope this is clear. And ourselves, we all are fluctuating. Sometime in goodness, sometime in passion, sometime ignorance, sometime very, very happy, sometime very, very angry, sometime, you know, very morose, sometime all kinds of situation. So that is all under the modes of material nature, which is also source of energy. So then Prabhupada says, therefore, in the purport, so he says, and that means everyone is due to the supervision or control of the Supreme Lord. So therefore it is said, Karmanya Deva Netena Jantur Dehopate. So this Karmanya Deva Netrena Jantur Deho Upapate. So this is a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 3. So, chapter 31, first verse. So there, Supreme Lord is saying, Karmanya Deva Netrena Jantur Dehopate. Karmanya, this activities that we perform, or karma, the results of our work. Deva Netrena, Deva is Lord, Netrena is I. You are performing certain activity. We say, can you please keep an eye on my daughter? I'm just going out and coming back. Keep an eye means what? Supervise. Netra. Netra means eye. Deva Netrena. That is, I of Lord. All were actively performing. And the results of that work is actually granted by Supreme Lord. But that actually leads to what? Jantur Deho Upapataya. Jantur means all the living entities. Deho means this body. Upa. Pataya means obtaining. That means whatever body that we obtained is happening under the supervision of Supreme Lord. But who is the cause? We are. Our karma. So all our activities from which we obtain result, the result of our karma, based on the results of our karma, Supreme Lord awards us different body. And also based on our previous karma, Supreme Lord has decided that this person is born in this country or in this planet or in this universe. That's our karma. But this is all happening under the supervision of Supreme Lord. Deva Netrena. And whatever body we obtain is also decided by combination of our activity, karma, and the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord means this nature. See, we are growing this body. When you are born, we are a tiny baby. With time you grow, bigger and bigger. How? We are taking energy of Supreme Lord, the material mother nature, Prakriti energy. The fruits, the food, oxygen, all of this we are taking, that is making the grow. Of course, by influence of time, we grow, then produce some byproduct, then finally dwindle and finished. So this is all influence of time, is also energy of Supreme Lord. So in Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, accordingly our destination also changes, where we born and where we activities. And of course, these modes of materials are influencing. Accordingly, we can do work that are goodness, work that are passionate, work that are ignorance. So there are, these works are also influences. And here it's all influence from energy of Lord. The question is, what type of energy? Supreme Lord says, different energies of Lord. They say, different energies of Lord. Then that means Supreme Lord has many types of energy. What are they? So in the Shastra you will see, Supreme Lord has broadly three types of energy. You can also make innumerable energies, but broadly. So these three categories of energies, what are they? What we call Antaranga Shakti. That is internal energy, internal potency. Or internal energy, the first one. The second one is Bahiranga. This is, for example, the external energy. The material energy is Bahiranga Shakti. Then there is one more called Tatastha Shakti. So this is where marginal energy comes into picture. And the living entities are called Tatastha. Neither we are Antaranga Shakti nor Bahiranga Shakti. We are in between. And the choice is ours. Whether we can be in Antaranga Shakti, that is internal energy, or we can be in Bahiranga Shakti. So all those who are in spiritual world, they are under the influence of antaranga shakti. And all those who are in the material world, like Australia, rest of different countries on this earthly planet, for example, they are under the influence of external energy. That means those who are in the internal energy influence, actually that is superior. Internal energy is always Sat, Chit, Ananda. So that is why we say if you are in Vaikuntha Loka, free from anxiety. Correct? So we have so many anxieties here. But in the spiritual world, no anxiety. So because of that energy which is Satchidananda energy, 100%, all the time Satchidananda. But in the material world, influence from this material energy, more of material nature, so our situation changes. And of course the percentage of that influence also changes. So that is external energy. External energy is also temporary. We know that. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, this material world is asyasvata. Then on top of it says, dukkhalaya. Dukkhalayam asyasvata. Whereas spiritual energy is Satchidananda. So these are two types of energies we need to know. So then of course, all the living entities and the souls are marginal energy, tatastha shakti. Now it is up to us to decide whether to be in internal energy or external energy. So now that we are in external energy, we are all in material world, in Australia, what do we do? So it is up to us to decide whether to engage ourselves in the potency of internal energy of Supreme Lord or in the potency of material energy. So that is why we say, whether you can active yourself in the mode of material energy or mode of spiritual energy. So when you take this activity, like for example, what we are doing, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, correct? So when you see bhakti, the moment we say bhakti comes under, there are three angas, three links of bhakti. So what are they? The first one is in sadhu sangha. The moment you step inside the temple, you will see many Mahatmas, including person called Mahatma with his name Mahatma Prabhu. Who is Mahatma? Prabhupada says it is not a political title. Correct? It is anyone whose consciousness is divine, anyone who is Krishna consciousness, he is Mahatma. The moment we enter, the first sadhu sangha happens. Correct? Sadhu sangha. And the next, what do we do? Next we do kirtan. Nama sankirtana, nama kirtana, the second. Correct? The moment you come, in the beginning of the class, we start with Jai Radha Madhava, then we sing Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That means we are doing the second limb automatically. And the third is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, which we are doing. And the fourth is Sri Murtiya Sevaya, performing seva to Murti of Supreme Lord. So there a devotee is doing. Then sometime you are watching during Darshanarthi. So either you do a chamara for the Supreme Lord, or you watch someone doing the Supreme Lord chamara. Both are actually same in spiritual, identical. So that's why it says both your energy and you are identical. The last statement. Correct? Yes. That is, his name is Sevya Bhagavan. One who performs seva to Bhagavan is called Sevya Bhagavan. Actually his name is also Sevya Bhagavan. Correct? The today's devotee who is performing seva, his name is Sevya Bhagavan. So it just so happened that person who is performing it, name itself is that. So that means all these names that you are given are based on activity. Correct? So if somebody is a singer, very nice poetic, so we say poet. So the names are also coming from their activity as well. Correct? We say this person is a doctor. Why? So he is one who can repair our diseases. So he's called doctor, medical doctor. Oh, this person is fixing this mobile phone. We call him as an engineer. Correct? Oh, so here is a person who is there in Vasasana. We call him as Acharya, the teacher. Not just any teacher, the founder Acharya. Because he has founded this movement, put a system in place so that this movement can go on. That's why we call founder Acharya. Correct? Yes. So we can say Prabhupada or founder Acharya. Both are same. Identical. Similarly, the Lord's energy and the Lord Himself are identical. The moment we associate with Supreme Lord's internal energy, we are directly 100% associating with Supreme Lord's divine energy. Or we are associated with this material energy, that is also Supreme Lord energy. The material energy is not in, you know, but it is inferior in nature. The choice is yours. Whether you can take a rasgulla or you can take a bitter pill. The choice is yours, correct? So rasgulla is in mode of goodness, very tasty, releasable, you can joyful, you can take it. Correct? Gulab jamun, for example. But if I give you some bitter, pungent rasgulla, the moment you put, you feel, you know, not that excited to eat. Correct? The choice is yours. So similarly like that. So the internal energy, antaranga shakti is Satchidananda always, and then whereas material energy is dukkha alignment, asyaswata. It will give you trouble, but on top of it is temporary. So in the material world, let us say it is too much of heat, too much of cold, too many no comfort. For that purpose, we perform so many things. So much of research is going on every day, everywhere, to create, increase our comfort. So today we have certain things. We think this is not so much comfortable to us. We want a better one. Or I have a mobile phone. For this mobile phone I have to touch and find out what is the mobile number of my mother or a father and make a call. Correct? We are saying too much of work for this. Correct? Sometimes our Prabhu asks, I want to talk to my father or mother. Correct? Hayagriva. Sometimes Hayagriva wants to talk to. That time he has to ask mobile phone from me or somebody else. Then he has to find out whether I have this number in my profile. If yes, then click and then call. This effort. Now people are saying, we want to do a research where we don't have to do that. The moment we think in our mind, the mobiles will call. This is called human mind and the computer interaction. You got it? So much of research now is happening on this card. This is also called as human-computer interaction or human-machine interaction, where we don't have to do manually. You think the action will happen. Yeah, it is possible. You see, the moment you think, it creates a waves in the brain. Correct? If I become angry on somebody, correct? That energy emanates. So you can detect, you create a suitable device, electronic device, that can detect that you are angry. Or you are very laughful and peaceful state, it can detect. Or you are thinking, Hayagriva thinking, I want to speak to my mother. That thought energy, that waves. You know, we say everything is a sound. Correct? So everything is a sound ultimately, if you go up to the highest level. So this energy, sound is energy. See, when we make this sound very high, that time we close our ear. Why? The sound energy is so powerful that is giving us pain. Even if you tolerate that pain, then slowly that will affect our ear. Correct? Prabhu is a ear doctor also. Correct? Mahatma Prabhu. So it can affect sound. So through that, detecting that suitable sound, you can also act. This is actually, by the way, important. People are doing research on this. And if you are someone able to come out with it, you will be the richest person. Because everybody will get that talent from you. Yeah. So now a lot of research happening, especially in the mental health problem. You know, people are having dementia, mental health problem, when they are very morose. So what is the research? To find out person mental state, accordingly decide which music to play. So there are some music will enhance your mood. There are some music will degrade your mood. So depending upon your situation, they want to play a music. Correct? Because when we become very old and very difficult situation, at that time we may not have energy, nor our ability to see. Correct? When we become like 120, we may not be able to see this book. Even with speck also we can't see. Correct? Our this netra's ability is also gone, diminished, or we became blind, or deaf, or lame. Any thing happen. So for such people, the research is happening. Creating robots, creating mind and the machine interface. Got it? So these are all our plans to do, you know, make our life comfortable. But they are also going to frustrate us. So that's what happening. That's why you called security risk, that risk. All this kind of risk happening. So anyway, now it is your decision. Now we talked about how every action is happening according to our mentality. According to mentality we are doing. So that is why Krishna is saying, Prabhupada in this verse is also quoting, Mata Smritir Jnanam Apohanatam. So, Mataha. So this, Smriti, ability to remember, and the Jnanam, this knowledge, and ability to forget that. Apohanam. So all these are actually Krishna's gift to us. The knowledge that we have got is actually coming from Krishna. Once we get the knowledge, we also need to remember. See, we are hearing today, we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam class. Do we remember? We remember few things. Correct? So that energy, that ability to remember is also Krishna's gift. And ability to forget also Krishna's gift. Sometimes we need ability to forget. If somebody has scolded us, become angry on us, ill-treated us, that time we need Krishna's energy to forget. But if you keep on remembering, what happens? Who is going to affect? We are the one who is going to affect. Correct? This is burning inside us. So this energy, that fire, actually burns us. So therefore, so we need help of Krishna. You want to forget the bad incident that happened to us. And we need Krishna's blessing to remember the good thing we heard so that we can put that in our life. Yeah? So this is all again Krishna's energy. So you can see there are different persons of different mentality. So Brahma we already discussed about. So what is the mentality of Brahma? Or what is the mentality of Indra? If you see this universe, the top one is Brahma. Brahma is predominantly in the mode of goodness. But sometimes Brahma also can come into passion. You know, Brahma is the one who creates all the living entities. Sometime he created beautiful woman. And this Brahma got into from mode of goodness to mode of passion. Then he says, oh, here is a beautiful lady I created. I want to get married. Passionate. So you can never know when this passion can overtake. So that is why Krishna Prabhupada says, please be attentive. And in fact, he says, bhakti is like a double-edged sword. You know, if you take a double-edged sword, you fall this side, it will cut you. You fall that side, it will cut you. So that's why you have to walk very, very carefully in bhakti path. So Prabhupada simplified, saying that, please follow these four equity principles. It may sound very easy. They are very difficult. Anytime some influence will come, you will break it. Correct? So that is why we have to be very, very careful. And then if you are very proud that I can follow these four equity principles perfectly in this universe, Krishna will say, let me test you. Correct? He will send you a very beautiful person. Sometimes naked also. Then you might get influence. This even happened to Shiva. Lord Shiva, so he is the one, you know, very powerful Shiva. So he thought, nobody can, you know, break my chastity or my ability to control my senses. Then Krishna, you know, in the form of Mohini Rupa, in the Samudra Mantrana, all of you know that Mohini, when the nectar came, now that has to be given to the demons and the and the gods, Suras and Asuras are there. Now these Asuras are fighting. I want to drink everything. Then this Devatas became morose. We both work together. So we should share this nectar so that we can become immortal. But the demon said, no, I want to have. Then among demons, fight erupted. Who should have it? That time Lord appeared in the form of Mohini Rupa. So beautiful, so enchanting. Immediately the Asura said, okay, you take, please you distribute. Imagine you are having a fight. Okay, the beautiful lady came. Okay, you distribute. We are happy. You give, we accept whatever you give. Correct? So anyway, so that is to cut short. So that time Shiva was not there. Shiva drank that hala hala poison. So he went into his own mode. He went away after that. But Shiva heard that Lord has appeared in a very beautiful Mohini form. Then Shiva thought, okay, why don't I see that Mohini form? He went immediately to Vaikuntha Loka, requested Vishnu, please show me that Mohini Rupa. I heard that you are very, very beautiful. Then, you know, Vishnu warned, you know, so, you know, this is very difficult. You can't really control. He says, no, 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 I have, you know, known to be the perfect controller of this, all my senses and, you know, world also. He says, okay, all right. So he transformed into a beautiful lady, that's Mohini. Then Shiva started running behind. Running behind by leaving the wife and his ganas also. He went with wife. Parvati is supposed to be the most beautiful person in this universe. Correct? Parvati is the most beautiful. He went along with the wife. There he saw a little far away in the garden, beautiful Mohini. Then Shiva drifted and started running behind and we have a nice pastime. So that is why we can't be overly proud also. That I am performing this chanting 16 rounds per day. Then I am following perfect four degree principles set by Prabhupada. I am the only one who can do that in Melbourne. If you think like that, some situation will come, Lord will test us. So we should not be proud. So whatever we do is because of the Lord one only. And then coming to the earthly planet. So we heard about Brahma. Also, even Indra also faced so many situations. Indra is almost impassionate. Now, I'm coming to earthly planet. So, here also people, like for example, Gandhi. You heard about M.K. Gandhi? Mohandas Karmachandra Gandhi. Gandhi is, we often call it Mahatma Gandhi. How do we know that? All of you have this book? Turn the cover. Correct? So, there is Mahatma Gandhi. Correct? And today is actually Gandhi Jayanti. October 2nd is the Gandhi Jayanti holiday in India. And also, you know, in the schools, actually first up to 12 o'clock, from morning 10 to 12 o'clock, there will be some program celebrating Gandhi Jayanti. Then if you are someone who want to speak, they will elect you, okay, Sevia, oh, okay, Haigriva, why don't you speak about Gandhi? So you give a speech. Anyway, coming to Gandhi, so today is the appearance day. Spiritually we say appearance day, materially we say Gandhi's birthday, correct? So this is the birth, Gandhi's birth in this life. So many births have happened already. Anyway, Mahatma Gandhi. So Prabhupada says, Mahatma is not a political title, please remember. Correct? It's something bestowed by the country, something given by a group of people, no. So anyone who is in spiritual energy is a Mahatma. Atma, living entity. Mahatma, great Atma. Anyone who has taken shelter of spiritual energy is a Mahatma. In Melbourne, how many people have taken shelter of Supreme Lord? Melbourne has 6 million people. Out of 6 million, how many have taken? Only few. So Mahatma. So this is Mahatma is important. Yeah. So, only if you have taken. Anyway, so this Mahatma Gandhi was in mostly mode of goodness. One mode of goodness. So that is why he is able to influence millions of people. If you ask people in general, you go to America. You know, in like 10, 20 years ago. That time people, when they see someone coming from, born in India, looks like Indian, born in India, they inquire about, appreciate you because you're coming from Gandhi land. They ask you about Gandhi. After that, they started asking about, oh, Indian people not only like Gandhi, but they are also intelligent. They are software engineers. Correct? They can program things. So that is how you should remember. So Gandhi. So if you know about Gandhi, is always good. But anyway, Gandhi was in a mode of goodness. Sometimes they can also come in some kind of ignorance. If you see Prabhupada Lilamrita, you know, there Prabhupada has written a letter to Gandhi. He said, I am unknown to you, but I am your well-wisher. I was earlier an acolyte, a follower of you, but I have a message for you. I heard from sources that it is very dangerous for you to go to that place today. I mean, someday. So you better leave this place. Don't go there. Instead, you join us. Let us do, Hare Krishna. Let us promote teachings of Supreme Lord Gita as a primary. So, but unfortunately, Gandhi didn't listen. He went there and somebody came and sued him. So all this happened. Anyway, Gandhi is in most type of mode of goodness. And here is a statement by Gandhi. You know, we have a statement here. See, Gandhi is able to inspire millions of people. The question is, what is the source of inspiration of Gandhi? If someone is able to inspire millions of people worldwide, now the question to ask, what is the source of inspiration to that person? Correct? So for Gandhi, the source of inspiration is Gita. Why? So Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi, was, so he is not someone like a warrior going and fighting with people. If there is an issue comes up, people are not listening, what does he do? He is not fighting with them physically. He is doing what we call Upavasa Satyagraha. So he will go on a strike. Correct? So he will go on a strike. That I am not taking food until this is resolved. Whether it is half day, or one day, or 10 days, or 20 days, 30 days, not taking. You know, just to perform half day fasting, or once in a year, Janmashtami day, full day fasting, how difficult it is. Imagine you have to fast for 30 days. Can we do? But Gandhi was able to do it. And through that, he is able to get things done. So that ability, so that means he has faced so many challenges. So he is able to manage that through Gita's inspiration. So that is why it says, this read. Yeah. All of you read? If you have not read, one more time, let's read it. It's a very important statement. When doubts haunt me, when disappointments stare in the face, I see not one ray of hope on the horizon. I turn to Bhagavad Gita and find a verse to comfort me, and I immediately begin to smile in the midst of overwhelming sorrow. Those who meditate on the Gita will derive fresh joy and new meaning from it every day. Correct? So the teachings of Lord is so powerful. Even if you are a Mahatma Gandhi, you also end up in sorrows. He says, Gandhi says, when I am feeling sorrow and I don't see any other solution in this world, at that time I pick up this book, Bhagavad Gita, then here is one nice verse. I read it, then derive the bliss. How is he deriving that bliss? Because he is connected with the supreme bliss. Krishna says, with Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam, not different from Krishna. So when you connect with Bhagavad Gita, when you connect with Sravana of Srimad Bhagavatam, you derive greater joy. Because we are connecting with Supreme, unlimited Satchidananda. That is Gandhi is an example. So we can also take inspiration. Whenever we become morose, whenever we feel that, my life is lost, I can't see any direction, simply pick up a Gita, pick up a verse and read it, you will find a direction. And not only that, let's say you have a direction, but you want freshing your joy again and again. He says, every day you read, every time you read, you get a new meaning. In fact, not only Mahatma Gandhi, even Prabhupada. Prabhupada says that Did you know that I read my own book? You know, there was one message passed yesterday. So Prabhupada reads his own book again and again, every day. Why? Because Prabhupada says that the purport that we read is actually says not mine, is dictated by Krishna. So I was simply a writer, just like Ganesha. You know, Ganesha is a scribe of Gita. When Vyasamuni wanted to compose and put in writing this Srimad Bhagavatam and Gita, who was the scribe? Ganesha. So Prabhupada says, I was just like Ganesha, simply scribing. Correct? So that is why even I have to read again and derive it. And Prabhupada himself says, just by reading this purport or the translation or in the again and again, Prabhupada says that he derived fresh and fresh inspiration. So it is true what the Mahatmas are saying, Prabhupada, even the Gandhi, all of them are saying that through this connection we can get. So all this one. So anyway, so finally we say, you know, usually we have the living being, soul, and the super soul accompanying us. Super soul is the one which inspires us to do certain way. That is why in English we say, man proposes, God disposes. Correct? You propose that I became a nice reader of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, tatastu. So you will give inspiration to read Bhagavad Gita again and again. So you become a Gita expert. Correct? You propose that I become expert in this, how to do broadcasting. Krishna says, tatastu. He will connect you to a person who will make it happen. Correct? You desire. You desire that now onwards, I will be the one who is going to set up this. Krishna will organize. Correct? Or you desire during lockdown. During lockdown, you know, the COVID lockdown, strict lockdown, no one can come or go out of the house. You can't come to the temple. Even if you come to the temple, authorities will not let you come in. There's a lock there. Correct? And you have to call. They say, who are you? Mahatma. No. Oh, you don't have any service here. No service desire. No entry. Correct? But if you have a service that, I want to make sure that every day there's something I want to broadcast. You desire very strongly. Krishna says, tatastu. He will tell all the right people to give you permission and entry to come here and take Lord Darshan and also broadcast. So it is our desire, strong desire, is the one that makes. So that we have to propose. So Krishna then finally, that's why he's saying that, so although he gave different paths in the Gita, he talked about Karma Yoga, he talked about Dhyana Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, all yoga he has talked about. But finally in the last chapter, just last few verses, he is saying that Sarva Dharma Parityajya Mama Ekshanam Vraja. Seeing that abundant all varieties of these religions, this yoga that I told you, simply surrender to me. That is the last one says. Prabhupada says, Sarva Dharma Parityajya Mama Ekshanam Vraja. Give up all other activities, duties and surrender to me. So that is, this is the direction Krishna is giving. If you accept this direction, what happens? You come under the influence of internal energy, antaranga shakti, and then you will become happy. Krishna says, as long as you work under the material senses, Prabhupada says, we are in material life. But as soon as we are according to the real transcendental direction of Lord, our position is spiritual. So if you accept this, then you are working under the spiritual platform. So that is what we say. So we know that the dharma, we say dharma, sarva dharma. What is the dharma? Dharma, this word dharma, you know, high level you can say occupational duty according to your nature. But this word dharma comes from word called dhri. Dhri means draha karana yogaya. That means you perform, you have certain responsibility. So you have duties, thoughts, action. They are according to our mentality. So those are actually dharma. Now, one is spiritual dharma, other is material dharma. Spiritual duty, material duty. So we can either be in any of this duty. And we discuss about material duty. then you can also come to spiritual duty. If you are someone who have taken spiritual duty, sarva dharma pratyajya, you abandoned all duties of religion, only taken up Krishna's service, that is spiritual duty. And when you come to spirituality, those who have taken 100%, so they won't have to worry about these material duties anymore. Otherwise, we are, you know, indebted to so many people. We are indebted to parents who brought up, correct? We are indebted to devatas because they are giving us all this energy and all so many things. We are indebted to the country. We are indebted to other fellow beings. We are indebted to guru. So many debt we have got. But if you have taken shelter of Krishna and fully engaged in Krishna service, all your other responsibilities are cleared. You only focus on Krishna. So you are always fully in para duty, supreme duty. Yeah, and Krishna says on top of it, he says, do not fear. All the sin that you committed in the past, that is also Krishna, you know, wipes it out. So do not fear. So that is why one can be in spiritual energy. That is one word, what we call yasmin tuste jagatustam. Yasmin tuste. Yasmin means when Supreme Lord is satisfied. Tuste means satisfied. Yasmin tuste jagatustam. When Supreme Lord is satisfied, the holy world is satisfied with you. That is why they will become friend of you. A highest person in ignorance will become your friend. Yasmin tuste jagat tustam. So this is very important. Of course, this is also Narada Muni is saying that if you water the root of the plant, it will nourish everything. Yeah. So that is the final. Finally, Prabhupada is concluding by saying, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. So when you are under the influence of Supreme Lord energy, internal energy, then you become pure, and with that purity of the senses, you engage all your senses in seva of Krishna. Just like our dedicated Jag Prabhu is doing, others are doing, they're dedicated. So as a result, so they are all in mukti. So to conclude, you know, all our actions, our mentality are influenced from Supreme Lord energy. It can be a external energy or material or internal energy. But if you move from material energy to the spiritual energy, then what? So you will be liberated. Liberation means mukti. Mukti means liberation from modes of material nature or material bondage. No more bondage. With that, let me stop here. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Mahatma Prabhu, you got something to share?
Yeah.
Yeah, today is Mahatma's appearance day. Mahatma Gandhi, but our Mahatma Prabhu can say a few things.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. As you said, yasmin tuste jagatustam. If Lord Krishna is happy, everybody is happy. Let's take the example of Bhakti Saraswati Thakur, spiritual master Guru Prabhupada. He, before the age of 7, he remembered all 700 verses of Bhagavad Gita. Such proficient, Bhakti Siddhant. Even in the school, he was given the name Bhakti, the title. So we have to remember that if we take shelter, as you said, shelter of Krishna, everything can be attained. You were telling about five angas of bhakti. The fifth one is Mathuravas. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So your usual question is not there. How to take shelter of Supreme Lord Lotus Feet? Yes.
So how to take shelter of the Supreme Lord's Lotus Feet.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, so thank you for hearing. Of course, Prabhu's question is same every day, but answer is different. Correct? Question is same, but answer, depending upon who is speaking, they give different direction on how to take shelter of Supreme Lord. Anyway, Prabhupada is already concluding. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. Engage your senses in service of Krishna. So, for example, tongue. Prabhupada says only two duties for the tongue. Jivado. This Jivado, two duties. One is chanting. If you are speaking, speak about Krishna. Second duty is to taste prasada. If you are tasting prasada, please taste Supreme Lord's mercy, that is prasada, Mahaprasada in particular. Yes. All right. So Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki.